Let's come before the Lord. Lord, thank you so much, O God, Lord, for this wonderful, Lord, morning. Thank you for sustaining us. Thank you for bringing, O Lord God, our feet into this place, knowing, Lord, you know, that this is no accident, Ginoo, nga imong gihatod among mga lakang, Lord, din sa balay tigumanan. Lord, among pag-ampo, Ginoo, nga ikaw lamang mag-andam sa mong kasing-kasing. Ikaw, Lord, mag-tabang, Lord, namo, O Lord, Ginoo, nga for the rest among time, ikaw ang mahimaya, O Lord, Ginoo, that our hearts, O Lord, O God, will be focused, O God, solely, Lord, yeah, sa tinguha, Lord, Ginoo, sa mga butang nga imong itudlo, Lord God, today, sa matag-usa, Lord, namo. Busa, dasiga, Ginoo, kami, tangtanga, unsa may mga butang nga makababag, kanamo, Lord God, today. And we entrust, Lord God, to you, Lord, O God, for the rest of our time, that ikaw, Lord, ang mahimaya, and whatsoever, Lord, among achieve, Lord God, today, we are careful giving everything back to you, Lord. All the praises, the glory, and everything in Jesus' name. Amen, Lord, and amen, and amen. Sige. So while the PowerPoint makes on is still operating, we will continue anyway, okay? So in America makes on, adunay usa ka lugar sa America, usa ka bukid. At the same time, it's a mountain forest. So siguro daw susama ni siya murag usmay niya peak, okay? Din sa Cebu. However, dito sa States, kuha na siya, usa ka nice kayo nga bukid. At the same time, baga kaayo og mga kahoy. So, gitawag ni siya Bridger Wilderness Area. Okay? Kining maong bukid may igsoon, so daghan ni siyang mga campers nga muadto purposely para lamang to stay there, to experience, you know what, this wilderness, tawag nila genuine wilderness experience. So ang mga campers, muadto sila. And ang place may soon, it's so nice. It's so relaxing. It's so unwinding. Nga diin, ma-unlock, ma-unwind ang imong mga stresses, everything. Okay? But as soon ang mga campers may soon, mo step down sila from that forest, they are required to give a comment card. Okay? They are required to give may soon a comment card nga unsa man ilang na experience during that visit dito sa mountain. Adunay mga tulo ka actually may son nga mga interesting nga mga comments nga ilang na receive, okay? One comment said, too many bugs, dagang kuno kayong mga unsa man, dagang mga spiders, dagang mga leeches, dagang mga bugs. And then inguntong usa ka comment may son siya, please spray the forest to get rid of this pest. So, daghan ko no mga pest. Everything, dili ko no siya komportable. Okay? And then the second magsoon, ni comment ng siya, chairs, lifts need to be in some places so that we can get a wonderful views without having to walk to them. So, adunay mga chairs magsoon, nga diin, somehow maka-obstruct, usab sa view. So, this commentator magsoon, ng usaka camper, ng siya nga, sunod, ibalhin ninyo kanang mga or tents or mga chairs in order para makabatuntag nindot nga ayong view. So, ang katulo is, yun siya, adunay deer, a small deer came into the camp o gikawat niya ang akong jacket. Yun siya, is there a way I can get reimbursed? Nabay way nga diin maulian ko sa akong balor sa akong si Nina. Okay? And you know, as we follow through my son, these comments, nagpasabot lamang ni kining mga tawhana, though they are really encouraged to experience this genuine wilderness experience, but sadly my son, they are not really experiencing kun unsa gyoy kasinatian dito babaw sa kabukiran. Why? Because instead my son, we experiencing genuinely what's going on. Kun unsa ang kanindot sa hangin, unsa ang kaprisko, unsa ang kabugnaw. However, these people may soon would like to experience convenience or comfort in any way. Okay? Sa ilang kinabuhi. Apan kung imong tanaw na, in the side sa Christian life, wala na siya'y kalainan. Why? Though, as much as possible, maigsoon, we wanted really to live a genuine Christian life. So, muna siya, maigsoon, thank you. Muna siya. So, muna siya ang view. Di ba? Nice kayo ang view. So, mga campers. So, and then, we as Christians, wala kalainan because in as much as we kita nagtinguha ta nga Lord, somehow I can really experience a genuine Christian walk, a genuine Christian faith sa akong paglakaw diha sa Ginoo, or at times may igsoon, Lord, I am ready, O Lord God, to suffer for your cause, for your name, or I am willing, O Lord God, to carry the cross, or I am ready, God, to run the race in this Christian life. But the question may igsoon is that, are we really running the race? Or the question may igsoon, are we really desiring ba to suffer para sa kaymayaan sa Ginoo? Why? Because the truth of the matter may igsoon, sa Kristo anon nga kinabuhi, we don't want really unsa man. We wanted may igsoon a life of what? Convenience. We wanted a life of comfort, right? But we need to know that Christianity may igsoon, it's not a life of comfort. At the same time, it's not a life of convenience. And we need to know, of all the apostles, the 11 apostles, except may igsoon Judas, only John, okay? Only John the Beloved, who died in a very old age. However, the rest sa mga apostles, disciples, they died in martyrdom. Some of them, Exxon, were born. Gisunog sila. Some of them, Exxon, giputlag liog. Some of them, Exxon, ginasunog. And everything. So that means to say that ang Kristo anon nga kinabuhi, this isn't, Exxon, a life of laying in a bed of roses. But this is a life, Exxon, at times, a life of suffering. A life of discomfort. And this morning, what I'll be sharing to you, Exxon, is experiencing a genuine Christian experience. Having a genuine, okay, Christian experience. Why? Because at times, may so on, we are in this generation that Christians are relaxed. Christians, may so on, are contented, believing as long as I go to church, Sunday after Sunday, I will give my offering to the Lord, and that's all. That's somehow I fulfill the commandments sa Ginoo. Monay mentality, monay concept nowadays sa Kristohanon. However, Megson, if we try to dig out, if we try to look good, what kun unsa gyud ang pasabot isip sa Kristohanon nga kinabuhi, it's really more than that. Okay? So this morning, what we will be sharing is tulo ka butang how really to assess sa atong kaugalingon. How really, in order nga atong ma-evaluate, at the same time atong ma-assess ang atong kaugalingon, whether or not nga naka-experience ba ta o genuine Christian encounter. Whether or not naka-encounter ba ta o genuine Christian experience. Amen? So, na by encounter, am I really genuine? Because without such make so on, this is something that God, the Lord Jesus Himself, nga din iyang gi-highlight, iyang gi-pinpoint ang gravity, ang gibug-aton sa paglakaw for being a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? I'd like you to turn your Bibles in Luke 9, 57 to 62. So, Lucas 9 verses 57 down. So, it says here, in verse 57, it says here, as they were walking along the road, someone said to him, I will follow you wherever you go. Okay? And Jesus said to him, foxes have dens and the birds in the sky have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. In verse 59, Jesus said to another man, follow me. But that person replied, Lord, first, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, let the dead bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. In verse 61, yet another man said, I will follow you, Lord, but first let me say goodbye to my family. Jesus said, no one who puts his hand to plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. And God here talks about three kinds of person, okay? So God deals here to look at klaseng mga tao. But the first one here is very interesting. Is somewhat very unique. Why kung imong tanawon maigsoon, in verse 57, this guy said, Lord, I will follow you wherever you go. So what makes this guy unique or different maigsoon, you know what? Kining a guy, this is one of the few people sa New Testament nga diin naga-initiate, naga-volunteer mismo siyang kagalingon, Lord, I will follow you, Lord. That's maigsoon. You know, that's really unique. That's interesting. Why? Because oftentimes, you know what, ang mga tao before, during sa time ni Christ, they were being asked, remember maigsoon, they were being asked by God to follow the Lord, okay? Or they were being invited to follow the Lord. Or others are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they saw miracles. Or ang ubang tao nga dinifollow sila ni God. Why? Because nakita sila diha maigsoon a plain natural miracle before diha sa Ginoo. Or others follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because they were just curious. Kung si kinsa gyud ni si Kristo. But this guy is different. Why? Because the initiation, because he initiated. Makita nimo ang iyang interest. Makita nimo ang iyang enthusiasm, ang iyang zeal, asking the Lord to follow Him. Okay? But notice may soon ang statement ni God. Okay? Makita nimo, actually may soon sa mga pagtawag ni God, it's really different. Why? Because nowadays, makita nimo ang mga pastors, ang mga minister, they really strive so much inviting people, encouraging people to come, di ba? Encouraging people in order nga diin mudaghan ang mga katawan, ang mga members sa iglesia. However, sa sign ni God, maigsoon, God did not really encourage. Makita nimo, what God really did, maigsoon, is purely discouragement. Iyang gipakita always ang negative side, okay? He did not offer, maigsoon, something, usaman, something good, something, makita niyo, blissful whenever you follow the Lord Jesus Christ. However, maigsoon, God allowed them to see the reality sa pag-follow nila diha ni Kristo. And that is why, for this first guy, remember, maigsoon, for this first guy, when he asked the Lord to follow him, God did not say, maigsoon, okay, follow me. God did not say that. However, maigsoon, usa maging ni God? Ngayon siya, foxes have dens. Birds in the sky have nets. But the Son of Man has no place, what? Has no place to lay his head. Amen? And this is such, maigsoon, makita nimo, is this a good bang strategy for pastors sa mga katawan ba niya nowadays? If this thing, maigsoon, imo nang buhato sa mga tao, I believe, maigsoon, wala yung tao nga din musimba nimo. Wala yung daw nga moduol ni mo. Why? Because this is purely discouragement. And pastors na oday maigsoon, they are striving maigsoon as much as possible to encourage really people. Nga diin to walk faithfully, to continue on the faith diha sa Ginoo. But again, din is a case ni God, sa akong ginaingon, it's different. Okay? So, the first man, makita nato maigsoon, is ang reply, ang response ni God, foxes have dens, and God said, the birds have nest, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. Okay? So, makita nato maigsoon here, unsa makay pasabot ka ni God here. Ningon si, actually maigsoon, this is not really a literal Okay? Somehow it's parabolic. Somehow may so more siya tangahaga ba? Nga diin lisod siya sabton. But the question makes on for us to dig up for today, in order makes on for us, may balota, what it really means to follow the Lord Jesus Christ is something behind, underneath makes on, ining maong statement where God says, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. You know what? Jesus mengson did not really mean, wala siya magingon, stating this mengson nga, wala siya place nga kapuyan. Okay? That's not mengson what the Lord really meant here. Nor, Jesus did not mean here that no one cares for the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, mengson, his apostles, his followers mengson, love the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? Sa iyang kinabuhi. But you know what mengson? The meaning that God wanted to impart to this guy, nga, grabe ba, nag-uros-uros, grabe kadasig, sa iyang kasing-kasing, to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Rather, what God may so on was trying to point out is the important thing about the place in this world. That Jesus may so on, nangingon siya, you know what? My place is not in this world. Okay? My place is not in this world. My home is not in this place. Somehow, mayigsoon, makita na ito ang point ni God nga diin as we try to study sa life ni God, mayigsoon. God did not really feel comfortable in this world. What God really experienced, remember, mayigsoon, is really the opposite. He experienced pain. He experienced persecutions. He experienced discomfort. He experienced all the negatives sa iyang kasinatian while Jesus was in this world. Amen, Megson? Remember, Megson, one of the greatest encouragement Jesus imparted before He died. Diba? In John 16, chapter 16, Megson, so maging unig God, that in this world, there will be what? There will be pains, there will be trials. Amen? God, Megson, never sugar-coated sa kinabuhin Kristiyano nga diin, once you become a Christian, ay mo kinabuhi mas munindot. Panalanginan ka sa Ginoo, which is in contrast, Megson. Nowadays, sa prosperity gospels, right? For instance, if you try, Megson, to listen John Austin, everything, Megson, kan mga prosperity preachers, all of them, Megson, encourage, okay, their members, their followers, about the luxury sa life, about sa blessing sa kinabuhi. But God makes so, whenever He teaches, God is the opposite. God is in the opposite. God always teaches about suffering. God teaches about discomfort. God teaches about persecutions dinhi sa kalibutan. Knowing the fact makes so on is that, knowing the fact that this place is not makes so on God's home. Right? And the same thing makes on the first thing, that kinala na tumasamtan, experiencing, encountering genuine Christian experience is that you and I as Christians, we are called for discomfort. Right? We are not called, so siguro at times, if God has blessed you materially, God has blessed you financially, that makes a blessing to be enjoyed. But we need to know, Megson, as Christians, real Christians in the past, Megson, they really endured, they really experienced discomfort, inconveniences sa kinabuhi isip Kristohanon. They were being persecuted, Megson. They did not, Megson, experience the rights and privileges sa ilang Kristohanon nga kinabuhi, even before early Christians. Amen? And the first thing na kinalan masabta nato, that Christians are called for discomfort. Why? Because after all, Megson, the place that we are in, Megson, in this world, this isn't, Megson, the real place that God one day will give to us to rest, Megson, for eternity. And we need to know, Christians, my dear brothers and sisters, We're only pilgrims, visitors into this world, right? And this is not my own the place that we will be enjoying, we will be spending sa tibok natong kinabuhi. And as such, my own, mauna at times my own, we are sometimes encountering mga bati usab sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw. And whenever you experience that, that's my own, that's factual. That's a good thing. Why? Because we are called for this comfort. Diba? Diba kung magtukod kag balay, diba? As much as possible, if you have budget, imogyo ng panindoto ng balay, diba? Panindoto nimo ang balay, everything, you will paint that, imong pintalan, you will put all the decorations needed para maunsaman, para manindot ang maong balay. Amen? However, Maigsoon, if you try to visit Maigsoon niyang maong balay, para nimo, unsaman, you don't care about, unsaman, pagpa-gwapa, pagpanindot sa maong balay. Amen? Why? Because you don't own that balay. You are only a visitor for that balay. Amen? That's not, Maigsoon, your home. And somehow, this is a concept at times that we need really to understand that I'm not against my son of enjoying, you know, the blessings you have or buying here, buying there. If God has blessed you, and then praise God for that. However, if our spending my son is so extravagant enough, kung atong pag-spend is so extravagant, sobra enough that we are really putting or investing our time, our life in this world, okay? Not minding the life that lies ahead, which is the life for us for eternity. And I believe, Meng Soon, that we really miss out sa atong Kristohanon nga paglakaw. Amen? And again, this is a realization. This is, again, a reminder for us as we walk into really this life. We somehow do experience discomfort, persecutions. Mauna makes on, you know what, at times, if you are not really experiencing, you know what, persecutions, o say, kanang mga bugal-bugal, mga discomfort sa kinabuhi, once you become a Christian, there is something, a big question mark that is really going on sa imong pagka-Kristohanon. Why? Because a real Christian makes on do experience discomfort. Whenever makes sense kung nakas imong balay, di ba? If you are really professing a real born-again Christians, di yun na malikayan, nga bugal-bugal lang juga. Amen? Di yun na malikayan, whenever kung nakas sa office, mabugal-bugal lang juga. Why? Because you are up for what is really for the glory of the Lord. And whenever makes so on, you are up for the glory of the Lord, and then your office mates, your classmates, or sa imong silingan, mingon sila, uy, ayun na sila kay ayun na siya kay para aloy hallelujah ba yana para na sa Ginoo, so dili kina siya comfortable. So at times makes on, there's a little persecution, there's a persecutions going on wherever we might be sa ato nga kinabuhi, provided only if you and I really stand for what is really righteous for God. Amen. However, makes on, if we try to what? If we try to camouflage. Kaya ba mo ng word ng camouflage? Diba? Diba? Kung parehan ng mga butterfly ba? Kung asa sila mo, kung green, mo green? Diba? Kung brown, mo brown? Kung pula, mo pula? Diba? Mo camouflage sila sa leaves, sa any branches. And sometimes if we try to camouflage make soon, kung ato kinabuhi, kung ato tas kalibutan mo, saman, mo kalibutan sa ta, ato tas office kalibutan sa ta, you know what? There will be no discomforts sa kinabuhi at all. When that happened, I believe make soon, it's a time to search again and again sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. Why? Because God says a Christian life experience is a what? A call for this comfort. Amen? And here, makita nato may soon, sa mga discomforts sa life, we experience at times the discomfort of rejection sa akong ginaingon. Amen? We are being rejected because of our faith. Not only being rejected, but at times, we experience persecution sa imong pagtuo. I remember may soon, usa sa mga kauban, before, dito sa Central Church, nga nagina siya si Mbapa, if you continue sa imong kanang imong pagka-born again, I will no longer, unsaman, I will no longer mupa-eskwela nimo. You know, she was really crying and asking for advice. So, unsaman kong buhaton, unsaman, di na lang ko padayon. Ano, undang na lang ko, kaya di man di ko pa-eskwelaon sa kong papa. But you know, Megson, we said to her, continue on, God will vindicate you, God will uphold you. But you know what, Megson? Nakapadayon niya po siya by the grace of the Lord. And the one who persecuted her was sa iyang papa, who was the one, Megson, nga nag-support niya, nagpa-eskwela niya. Amen? And this makes on reality sa life. In one way or another, makes on we do experience persecution usab sa atong mga kinabuhi. Okay? Not only persecution, but at times, we experience what? Critique. You are being criticized, di ba? Bugal-bugalan ka. Bugal-bugalan ka nga pare. Ana, bugal-bugalan ka nga pastor. Kung asa ka nda pita. But you know what? That's fine. Whenever makes on there is criticism, critique, that is going on sa imong kinalife, remember, Megson, that you are in a good standing possession. Right? Amen? Muna, naaka sa sakto nga possession. Why? Because you are being persecuted. And that is genuine Christianity. Persecution, criticism, when it is hit against you. Or at times, when you experience physical what? Illnesses. Amen? So, kanasang panglawas, at times, that's part at the same time of experiencing physical discomfort. But ang mas labaw maigsoon is kining the discomfort of giving up the comfort sa kinabuhi. Nga diin, nanakadyang dapita, okay, you are blessed na materially and financially, and then, para ni mo nga, dili ni maoy kabubuton sa Ginoo, and then you give up your riches, you give up your provisions and everything maigsoon para lang pagtabang para lang pag follow sa command sa Ginoo. Let me share to you, Mason. Kaya ba mo kisa niya, guy? Si Francis Chan. Si Francis Chan, he was one of the pastors sa United States, a mega church pastor. Okay? A very good, Mason, preacher, but at the same time, Mason, makita niya, one day, he felt, Mason, you know what? The calling of discomfort sa iyang kinabuhi. And then he said, the life that I have in this church is not really the life that God wanted me to be. So yung gibuhat may soon was, saman, nag-resign siya sa iyang church. Okay? Nag-resign siya sa iyang church and then he went to Africa. Remember may soon, kaninga guy, aduna siya, I think mga lima ka bata anak. Lima ka anak ni siya. Ito just, Africa, iyang gidani ang iyang mga bata. And then iyang gibaligya may soon niya iyang balay. E para niya, dako ka siya balay. Remember may soon, pastor sa mega church, di ba? Tawa na mga pastors mega church on today. Tanawa, nindot ka rin mga sakinan. Nindot ka rin mga balay. Right? Bless sila. Ana, but this guy, may soon, is really, well, he was really blessed. With good house, with riches, may soon, blessing. But he felt, may soon, this is not really the life of a Christian life. The life of Christian calling that God wanted me to have. And then, iyang gibuhat, iyang gibaligya, iyang dako nga balay, and then, nipalit siya pinakagamay nga balay para lang maigo siya together sa iyang mga anak. But sadly, you know what? In as much as he wanted to follow sa desire sa Ginoo sa iyang kinabuhi, you know what? Ningon siya, I never received a positive feedback gikan sa mga tao sa akong congregation. I never received any encouragement gikan sa mga tao. What he received was, tingin siya, gingnan siya, you know what, Chan? Dili na fair nga to sa imong kids, nga diin mo, mubalin ka og lain nga balay. You are stable with that balay and then enjoy that. Dili man na kamabuton sa Ginoo, mubalin ka, nga na mag-suffer ka. Muna, ha? And then the second one is that, it's not a good financial choice. or ginan siya magsoon. The worst is siya, ah, pakulo ra man ang imo, pa usa man, pa shosho ra man ang imo ba? Para kuanon ka, para pasikat ba? Something like that. And ingon siya, I never remember a single person who encouraged me, who supported me for that decision sa ako nga kinabuhi. So they ended up living in that very small lang balay. So nanguta na siya Mason sa iyang book. Ningon siya, okay, remember Mason talawa, ayan panguta na. In the context of eternity, since Christians, if you believe that you are meant for eternity, okay? We meant not in this world. We live for eternity. And so if you, in the context of eternity, ingon siya, siya buang bako na din akong ibaligya akong mga balay, knowing that I am not in this place, knowing that I'm for eternity, I don't invest any material things more sa kalibutan. But what I invest is for eternity. Una yung gingon. Na second question is that, if one person wastes away his day by spending hours connecting to the Lord, and the other person believes that he is too busy or has better things to do in his business, in his work, than worshiping God, ingon siya, who is the crazy one? Kinsa may buang. Una siya, something may suing suwat sa iyang book, The Crazy Love. Kinsa may buang, kumbitang akong kinabuhi, akong i-spend ako para sa Ginoo. Anyway, ang ko, para mako sa langit. Ningon siya, I don't know para ninyo kung para sa langit ba mo. Kinsa may buang na to, if I spend my life for the Lord, if I give everything my life para sa cause sa Ginoo, and then kamo, nga diin, you are enjoying your businesses, everything. There's, it's no offense with that. But my question makes so, kinsa may sakto ka na to? Ako ba ka na din nag-prioritize para sa Ginoo, para sa umaabot sa kinabuhi, o kamo ba ka that you are still living? Not prioritizing the kingdom of God, but prioritizing in this world. Amen? Francis Chan makes so on, once who live a life of luxury, a house makes so on, of abundance. But he gave up that literally because for him, Christianity makes on, it's not a call for affluence, a call for something wealth. But Christianity, at times, it's a call for discomfort sa iya nga, sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And again, make so on, the question is, have you really experienced ba mga discomforts sa kinabuhi? Any pain, any mga circumstance na diniabot sa itong kinabuhi, di ba? Nalay gamay nga circumstance nga maabot, di ba? Loodin gamay, di ba? Gamay lang ang mga pagsulay, loodin gamay. But we need to know, make so on, ang problema nato today as compared before, ay mong problema make so on sa man, about pagkaon, about bill, di ba? Kurinti, pamasay, pagkaon, before. But you know what? Ang problema nila sa mga Christians before Mason is not that. Ang ilang problema Mason, nga diin, if they will be caught as Christians, they will be sentenced to die. If they will be caught, kung madakpan sila, kisa may mga Kristiyano, they will be confronted sa king, sa emperor, and you will be told, okay, Brother Ardong, I know that you are Christians. Inun ka, live or you will die. The only thing makes on that you are going to live is to tell in front of them, mingon ka, I will deny Christ. If you say that, and then the emperor said, okay, I will not kill you. But if you will say, I will not deny Christ, and for that makes on, that means, unsa? Death. Putol sa ulo. Everything makes on. Amen? It's so painful. And that's why early Christians before Mengsoon, for them, real Christianity is death. To die for Christ, that's real Christianity. Para nila Mengsoon, masukod nimo ang barometro sa imong pagtuo kung unsa ang gravity sa imong faith is when you really die, when you really say, I will die for Christ. But for us, Mengsoon, saman, gamay lang problema, di ba? Di ba? we are blessed ganit, we having a government nga diin nga open kayo sa gospel. But whatever problems we might have, gamay something like that, and then there is somewhat doon natin mga disappointments. Okay? Discouragement at times sa ato nga kinabuhi. Going on, may so on, furthermore, in verse 59, another man, okay? Unsa to, di ba? Unsa to'y first man? Unsa to'y calling sa first man? He called for discomfort, right? This second man, yun at may so on, it's different. Because unlike sa first guy, unsa may, he was the one asking God, Lord, I will follow you. God says, foxes have dens and birds have nests, but the Son of Man so has no place to lay his head. But this second man, it's the invitation is coming from God. God says to the other man, follow me. Okay? The invitation makes on, gikan usab sa Ginoo. The initiation is coming from God. Follow me. But notice makes on how this guy replied. Okay? Ningon siya, follow me. But notice how this guy replied. Very interesting. Why? Because he said, Lord, first let me go and bury my what? My father. Apan, kung imo tanawon may igsoon, is this reasonable ba or dili? Reasonable, di ba? Di ba? In every culture around the places, you know what? Ang kanang pag-bury sa imong loved ones, that's most honorable one. Amen? Mga bito na, di ba? Bisan asa, di ba? I love this kaning, ano ba? Ningon siya, family will come miles to bury you, but won't cross a street to come support you. Di ba? Mangita kag pamilya para magkayusa during sa kamatayon. Apan at times during sa kalipa, you know what? Na yung mga pamilya, di sila mo care, anak. But whenever a loved one dies, makita nimo ang mga pamilya, unsa man, magkahiusa. That's how sacred, that's how valuable ang kamatayon sa tao. Nato, amen? Amen? And this guy makes so on, seems, ang iyang rason sa Ginoo, Lord, I will follow you, Lord God. Upon, Lord, please let me bury. Okay? Usa, ang sa ako nga amahan. Upon, ang pangutana ni ini Megson is that, patay na ba kaha ang amahan ani or kamatyuno na ba? Wala mang gugisuwat diya sa Bible, di ba? Ningon naman siya, Lord, please let me go and bury my father. Actually, wala Megson. We can really speculate, possibly, kamatyuno na. Okay? Kamatyuno na, siguro gitagalan na, or possibly sad, nga diin, unsa? Namatay na during that time. Okay? But you know what? Burial, the same Megson, sa ancient, sa panahon Megson nila ni Moses, makita nato Megson, this is very significant. In fact, in Leviticus 21, verses 1 to 3, it says here, speak to the priest and sons of Aaron, and say to them, a priest must not make himself ceremonially unclean for any of his people, except for a close relative such as a mother, father, his son, or daughter, or brother. Ang priest may soon, actually, generally, dili siya pwede kaduol o patay. Right? Ngano man, because mas ceremonially unclean siya. However, there are only two exceptions. Na exception, pwede ang priest makaduol o patay whenever your loved ones will die. That's a command that's coming from God. Amen? In the time of Mosaic law. And the same statement makes on, this guy said to the Lord Jesus Christ, ingon siya, Lord, please let me bury my father. But notice makes on, makita nato ang response sa Ginoo. Amen? Ang response sa Ginoo is, o sa ingon sa Ginoo, let the dead bury their own dead. So, saman, is it literal, Megzon? or parabolic ba? Again, makes sense. It's not really literal. Okay, it somehow makes sense. It's parabolic. Nga diin adunay nagpahipi nga meaning out from that text. Let the dead bury their own dead. But you go and proclaim the kingdom of God. If you try to read this, makes sense. It's so hard for us really to interpret it literally. Amen? But ang pangutan na makes sense is that, unsa man yung ipasabot ni God? Let the dead bury their own dead. Unsa man pag lubong sa patay, nga din patay naman siya. Right? Does this mean ba, let the spiritually dead nga mga tao maoy responsible sa paglubong sa mga patay? Siya pasagdaay na. Ang kato na lang mga dili Kristiyano, sila na lay palub nga ato. Mao pa ni pasabot ni God? Or does God mean to say that Christians should never go to a funeral? We just leave it up to our non-believers, siblings, friends, relatives. Mao pa ni pasabot sa Ginoo? I don't think makes sense nga mao na ipasabot sa Ginoo. Amen. Remember makes sense during this time. You know what? In verse 59, in verse 57, or in earlier passage, makes on, the text says that Jesus was going to Jerusalem. Remember, makes on, in this time when God was headed, makes on, for Jerusalem, it was really the time for the Lord to die. Amen? That means to say, whenever God calls this person, there was an element of usaman, readiness, element of urgency for him, which has been called by God in order for him to do whatever God in store him to do para sa buluhaton, sa Ginoo. Okay? But instead of the invitation that was really coming from the Lord himself, follow me. Manunis makes so on this guy. He had a reason, makes so on, which is legitimate, which is reasonable enough, makes so on for us, of burying sa iya nga papa. But for God, such request makes so on is not really what? Is not really reasonable enough. Why is that? Because, sa kong giningon, because of that element of urgency, element of readiness attached during the time diha ni Christ. Amen? But what really God pasabot niya na may igsoon is that let the dead bury their own dead. I believe may igsoon, this means there is nothing for this guy can do anymore to his dead father. Amen? Wala naman kay mabuhat, anak. It's patay na. Nana siya. Ang importante is, unsa imong mabuhat para sa Ginoo, para nako. Wala na kay mabuhat, anak. If, siguro kung atong balihon, may igsoon, if that, kuan ba, if that papa ba, niya, siguro masakiton pa, dili pa siya, mamatay. Siguro may igsoon, God would really permit that. But you know what? The text here says, it's, I believe may igsoon, it's this guy, this father makes on of him had been dead already, and this guy makes on was really requesting to be part para pag unsa, para pag padayon sa pag visit or pag pag-uban during sa wake, okay, sa iyang papa. His immediate supposed to be response is to follow the Lord because great is in store for God sa iyang kinabuhi ahead. And in this point of time, the man was tested. You know, this makes on the second thing about genuine Christian experience is that you and I, we are called for what? Priority. This guy makes on was tested as far as his priority is concerned. So, ang priority niya, and of course, makes on, kung imo tanawon, it's legitimate priority, right? But again, makes on, time for the Lord is of the essence. Time for the Lord makes on, God is about to die, and God wanted an immediate response from this guy. knowing the fact that you can no longer bring back to life your father, what you will do now is don't mind that. Mind what you can do for the kingdom of the Lord. Amen? And somehow, kaning excuse sa maong tao, this is somewhat the same sa mga experiences or Christian excuses nowadays. Yeah, I've experienced my own mga Christian, mga bago nga mga Christian nga ni-graduate siya, Brad, ganahan siya ko mo mga lagat sa Ginoo, pero ganahan sa ko mo trabaho, ganahan sa ko mo sa ganahan sa ko mo cultivate firstly sa akong career or sa akong profession. Or I will follow you, Lord, but Lord, let me finish first what I started doing sa akong kinabuhi. Or, Lord, I will follow you, Lord, but Lord, let me enjoy first this world. Diba? Or, unya, Lord, unya na lang kung maninood ni mo, Lord, kung makabot na ning akong mga tinguha o pangandoy sa ako nga kinabuhi. Amen? Remember, son, priority sa life. But if we try to assess individually sa ato nga kinabuhi, does God place ba as top priority ba sa inyong kinabuhi? Amen? And here makes on, this is an examination, okay? An evaluation as to where you place your priority sa imong kinabuhi. Are you placing God ba? Yes, God is your priority. But the question makes on, does God ba place in that top ba nga priority sa imong kinabuhi? You might have God as your priority, Megson, but honestly, to tell you, it's not Megson on the top. Amen? Perhaps Megson, he is in the middle. Perhaps my dreams, my career, my goals, ambition, this is ultimate. This is number one. But God, siguro Lord, number three lang sa ka Lord, siguro number two Lord. Kibaw na ka Lord sa kong kasing-kasing, ginahan ko mo ato that place, ginahan ko aning a promotion or anything. Somehow, sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? And again, Mixo, kumusta naman ang atong priority sa ato nga kinabuhi? Why? Because, to tell you, if we are really making God as our top list priority sa ato nga kinabuhi. Listen, Mixo, if you are making God as our top list priority sa ato nga kinabuhi, we do strive, we do our best effort for us really to grow sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. Amen? You are not really being contented to go Sunday after Sunday. If God is your number one priority, we are not contented going Sunday after Sunday. You are someone, feel hunger inside, feel thirsty inside sa imong kasing-kasing, meeting only God once a week. But you desire most, but you desire God regularly. Okay? Sa imo nga kinabuhi. Whenever, again, you put God as your top list priority sa imo nga kinabuhi. So number two, it's a calling for what? A calling for priority. And the last, this guy, one is, it says here, I will follow you, Lord, but what? But first, let me go back and say goodbye to my family, okay? So the first and the third one is the same. They were the one, what? Initiating, okay? The invitation, Lord, I will follow you. The second one is different. Why? Because it was God who made the initiation. But the third one said, Lord, I will follow you, Lord. But notice, Mason, again, the but. Notice here, Mason, whenever there is this following thing para sa Ginoo, but oftentimes, you know what overrides sa Christian line is really the buts. It's really the ifs. But Lord, first let me go back and say goodbye. Okay? To my family. Okay? But again, kung imong tanawon Mason, you know what? It's different sa ikaduha Ngano man, sa ikaduha, burying the dead makes on, you know, it takes really time. Diba? It takes weeks, it takes days to follow. But this guy makes on, it's only a matter of minutes or a matter of an hour. Lord, okay lang, diya lang ka Lord ha? Maulit lang sa ko, I will say goodbye. Amen? So, ang time element between second person and third person is different. Why? Because this third guy, the time element is very short. It's only a matter of minutes, perhaps, or it's only a matter of hours. Okay? Remember, Migson, kining account nini, it's somewhat the same. Kato ni Elijah and Elisha encounter. When Elisha was being asked by Elijah to follow Elijah, Elisha said, I will first say goodbye to my family. But ningon si Elijah, okay, go. Say goodbye to your family. Apan si God makes on, unsa may response ni God? None who has put his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the service in the kingdom. Agay. Mura mag negative na sad. Kani si God always kill joy. Di ba? Negative na sad. Siya, nan, nga diin mo'y magdaro, nga diin, dili siya, saman, dili siya effective. Nga di, whenever magdaro ka, and then, sige ka, saman, lingi sa luyo. I witness, Mixon, adaro, Mixon, ang daro, very crucial kung magdaro ka, saman, ang imong focus, right? Nga diin, asa ka padulong, because, gamay lang, gani masipiat ka, muna, mutipas na siya. And you know what, the issue here, for this third guy, is what? It's a call for what? A call for focus. Amen? And Jesus replied, no one who has put his hand on the plow looks back his feet for the service in the kingdom of the Lord. A farmer, whenever magsoon, magdaro siya, must be focused enough in all times. Otherwise, you know what? The same thing during the time sa panahon ni God in Palestine's magsoon, you know what? Batoon. Okay? Ang ilang lugar dito. Muna, ang mga farmer magsoon, whenever magsoon di plow, the field, muna, importante, di always so particular magsoon sa ilang focus. Nga naman, kay batoon siya. Whenever magsun may gunas bato, ang imong unsa, ang blade sa imong daro, or something like that, unsa man lang siya, mahabol or what? Maputol, something like that, right? So, dili kayo na siya productive. Dili na kayo siya effective. And the same thing sa Kristuanon nga kinabuhi. Okay? This is a call for focus. Actually, magsun, you know what? That reasons of saying goodbye to his parents is only makes on something as an alibi. Actually makes on this guy is really hesitant, so to speak, sa iyang Kristohanon nga pagkinabuhi. You know what? Looking back makes on as what it says here, it's something like looking in your past life. Amen? When you are changed by God, di ba? Sa imong Kristo, anong makinabuhi? But remember, Mexon, kung unsa ta sa una. Siguro sa una, we love, di ba? We love to dance. We love wild, di ba? Ginahan ka mag-disco. Ginahan ka mag-inom. Ginahan ka everything, all the vices. But sa atong Kristo, anong makinabuhi, dili siya sa yun. Di ba? To follow the Lord. Dili siya sa yun, nga diin matang-tang dayon. It takes miracle. It takes grace. Nga diin, ma-change ta inside out sa ato nga kinabuhi. Apan kun, huyang-huyang ka sa imong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi, kun hilaw-hilaw ka sa imong Kristohanon kinabuhi, at times may suon, sa buling isa ka ba? Lami sa tong birda, di ba? Tanong ka, lami ang birda. Tanong niyo, inig-birnis sa gabi, in Sabado. Karon, inig Sabado, ato naman ako sa Ayala, ron, eh. Lingaw naman tayo dito, do. Karon, Kristohanon ta, na. Pero mag-ano, may ayo, eh. Saan naman eh? Diba? At times, right, anak? Diba? Basta, kung hilaw-hilaw ka. Apan kun, dig ka more. Attach ka more diha sa Ginoo. You find, Megson, enjoyment. You no longer find enjoyment into the pleasures dini sa kalibutan. And this guy Megson said, first, let me kiss, say goodbye to my family. Actually, Megson, actually, siyang kinabuhi, he was not only kissing goodbye, but he was really hesitant. Na diin, sa mga kano? Mujam ba ko sa Ginoo? Or unsa ba? Kung mujam ko sa Ginoo, wala na rin ba inom? Kay, bati na kayang kinabuhi mo, killjoy na kayang kinabuhi. Di ba? Upon, yana, right? Kumukuhan ko, ana, wala na yung something like, wala na yung mga negative. Something like that. Kung mujam ko diya sa Ginoo, upon kung di ko mujam, makita na ko nga, pwede na magyapo ko makasimba ba? Pero at least, sideline ako gamay. Magto ko mag, sideline ko gamay inom, sideline ko gamay nga, sigarilyo, sideline ko gamay, talwa, may nakakita na ako. Something like that, right? Katawa man mo, pero makarelate man muna. Yeah, di ba? And God says, no one who has put his hand to the plow is worthy, who looks back is fit for the service of the Lord. If we are still making so on, you know what? Pleasuring ourselves din sa kalibutan, to tell you make so on. The worst thing is that possibly mabalik juda sa kalibutan. Amen? Why? Because ang imong pleasure still attached mga igsoon to that world sa imong kinabuhi. And as we walk sa atong Christian faith, God wanted mga igsoon our focus to be directed not into this world, okay? But to be directed mga igsoon into the Lord alone, or not into the past world sa imo nga kinabuhi, past life sa imo nga kinabuhi. Why? Because higher are the chances magsoon sa imong paglakaw isip Kristiyano if we keep on unsa tagotago sa Ginoo. You know what, tagotago sa Ginoo, because kahilig kaagi man jud ko na tagotago sa Ginoo, nga di nabot ang panahon nga nakita jud ko sa akong pastor nag-inumi. Akong pastor sa Kasulasyon, si Barbong, ni kanil nagsuod sa mo, nag-inom ko ba? Alba, pastor, kutago-tago mi ba? Akong maguang, manimba mi kada Sunday. Naitan, nag-inuman mi, ako lang mag-inom, good mi. Ni kada Sabado, sige, mag-disco ba? E ni kada Sunday, musimba, good mi, di ko mi mapalta. Na night times nga diin, ni kalit lang mo pastor dito, and then nakitaan ko, ako mag-inom, nagtagay. Ula. Na-shock me sa akong igsoon. Ningon, akong ina, ningon, nagsabot mo yung igsoon. Dili sa taman nimba karong Sunday, ha? Kaya pasa ta. Mauhaw na ni Pastor. I remember my igsoon, usaka statement sa usaka pastor, ningon siya, kung kaning atong tinago ang kinabuhi ba, the longer may igsoon, ato usig tago-tago ni, di ba? Kining atong kinabuhi. Nay at times, i-reveal yun na sa yawa. And there was a time, may igsoon, usaka Kristuanon sa nga diin, dito siya sa kulon. Dito siya sa kulon, may igsoon. And then, muto, kalit lang, nagirilyo mga pasyo. Sigurilyo. Kalit lang, bakala, pastor. Pastor! Ano siya? Pastor! Dito siya, sorry, pastor. Sorry, pastor. Sorry, pastor, ha? Diba? You know what? The longer we really hide it, you know what? Time will come. Satan himself will expose that behaviors. Amen? And when we do that, my son, we are not fit for the kingdom of God. And if we continue doing that, we don't really grow sa atong Kristohanon nga kinabuhi. God wanted to change us inside out. God wanted that our focus is solely not into this world. Solely, dili sa imong past nga kinabuhi. But solely, diha lamang sa Ginoo. Lastly, may igsoon. Kailan mo yan niya? Isa mo yan eh. Si Luciano Favarotti ba? Di ba? Italian operatic tenor singer. Si Favarotti. Di ba? Kung ano yung Favarotti? Mga orchestra, nindot niya siya tingog. One of the best kanang operatic singer of all time. But sa story din niya, Megson, about how he made a choice to be a singer, sa iyang pagagamay niya, his father was the one who encouraged him into singing. Okay? And iyan lang gikinabuhi Megson with all enthusiasm. Muna nga, nakanaan sa siya, kag-encourage siya siyang papa to sing. Nakita siyang papa na siya'y potential. So at the same time, Megson, through encouragement siyang papa, and then na-enhanced niya. But at one time, sa kinabuhi Megson ni Pavarotti, because he was schooling. Okay? So katong iyang singing Megson, iyan lang itong, saman, iyan lang itong sideline something, iyang pastime. But sa iyang college, pag-college siya, Megson, he wanted also to become a teacher. He enrolled as a teacher, but at the same time, Megson, he continued practicing sa iyang, iyang voice. And one time, Megson, when he graduated, and he wanted Megson to make a decision sa iya nga kinabuhi, either to become a singer or to become a teacher. So he was in dilemma. Unsa man iyang buhaton, mag-teacher ba ko o mag-singer ba ko? And for that reason, he asked his father kung unsa gyud ang iyang buhaton sa iyang kinabuhi. Notice may son, his father wisely gave him, okay, a word of wisdom. Mga ingon si papa, if you try to sit on two chairs, you will fall between them. Di ba? Okay, illustrate ha. Basin ang yung masabdan ang chair ay ikaw man. Ningon ang yung papa, if you try to sit these two chairs, time will come and so on that you will also man, you will fall. Right? And then his father said, choose one chair sa imo nga kinabuhi in order for you may not fall. And that chair makes on was his profession as a singer. And the same thing makes on sa atong Kristohano nga kinabuhi. Asa bata makes on sa atong Kristohano nga kinabuhi? Dili bata sa tunga, sa kalibutan ba? Nga diin, at times makes on, di ba? Inagbagyo-bagyo sa atong kinabuhi, nga diin, kalit lang, masipyata, or if we really decide to take this chair we're in, we are really anchored dia ni Ginoong Jesus. Because for that reason, Megson, if we try to choose anchoring ourselves diha ni Ginoong Jesus, not anchoring your life in career, business, or whatsoever, Megson, when Christ is our top priority, Megson, you know what? We can be assured that we are indeed what? We are indeed a genuine Christian believer, knowing that this is what really God wanted sa ato nga kinabuhi. Amen? Shall we give the Lord a clap of offering? Lord God, we thank you, God. Lord, salamat Ginoo. Again, Lord, O God, for sa imong pulong, Lord, you know, once again, encourage na mo, once again, Lord, O God, sa pag-look, sa pag-evaluate, Lord, O God, sa among kagalingon, knowing, Lord, you know, nga, daghang mga butang, Lord, that we really miss you out sa among kinabuhi. We are not really counting the cost. We are not really running the race. We are not really living a life, O Lord, of discomfort, O Lord God. We call for focus, O God. O Father, O Lord God. Lord, we do pray, Father, Lord, O God, that ikaw mag-enable na mo, Lord, that your word as being shared, O God, for this morning might not return empty, Lord, sa among life, but Lord, among pag-ampo, that your word might really come alive, O Lord God, sa among kinabuhi, Ginoong Diyos, O Father, O Lord God. Lord, help us, Lord, enable us, O Lord, that we might really become the kind of people that you really desire for us to be, that may we not only be contented, O Lord God, going Sunday after Sunday, but Lord, give us the desire, give us, Lord God, the passion, give us, Lord God, the heart, the love, Lord God, to know you more, to cause us to grow, Lord God, to you personally, Father, Lord, in our lives. Thank you, Lord God, for this wonderful Lord morning. Thank you, even for the tithes and offering. Lord, as we part ways, Lord God, for this morning, may your presence, Lord God, go with us, Lord God, and allow us, and even for the next week, O Lord God, to come, guide, lead, and just Protect us all the way, O Lord God, in our lives. We commit everything to you, all the praises, the glory, the thanks. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, Lord, and amen.